As is well known, Mozart displayed extraordinary musical talent at an early age and was taken around Europe as a child prodigy. He played, improvised, and composed special music for Vienna, Munich, Amsterdam, Venice, and Rome. He charmed Queen Marie Antoinette, and he delighted the English so much that his London concert tour was extended for longer than a year. Without knowing it, young Mozart was placed in the position of being the harbinger of a whole new concept of the musician, the concept of artist rather than artisan. Yet he came from a solid, lower-middle-class musical family, and his father's intention was always to have Wolfgang follow in his footsteps as court musician to the Archbishop of Salzburg in central Austria. In London, Mozart was the subject of a learned essay on infant psychology by an eccentric scholar of the time named Daines Barrington. Alas, while people were much intrigued by unusual talent in the child, they were not yet ready to respond to the genius in the adult. Of all the great composers, Mozart is the hardest to characterize and the hardest to get to know. Underneath the light and formal surface of much of his music, there is a fantastic intelligence at work. And the one more listens, the more one marvels at the shades of subtle feeling that Mozart is able to convey. What is more, there is a considerable body of his music that is not light at all. Dark, intense compositions that demolish the old-time view that Mozart is the composer of frivolous charm and nothing else. It is no accident that he was a special master of opera. Mozart could depict psychological character in music with a skill that has never been exceeded.